Kiss Me, Kate by Kevin Brewston. Anyone who grew up in the 1960s, 1970s likely remembers the famous stormy relationship of Liz Taylor and Richard Burton. These internationally famous Hollywood stars argued and fought with each other in public and private, yet loved each other dearly. In 1967, Taylor and Burton starred in a blockbuster Hollywood movie of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. But only 20 years earlier, Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew anticipated their future relationship in a clear case of life imitating art when the musical Kiss Me, Kate was written and produced by Bela Spiewak, Samuel Spiewak, and Cole Porter. Kiss Me, Kate opened on Broadway in 1948 and had 1,077 runs after it first opened, followed by 400 performances in London and a 2-year run in Australia. Revivals of the very popular Kiss Me, Kate have run almost continuously from then through the 2019 Broadway revival. On February 6th, Intermountain Opera, Bozeman, presents their 2020 version of Kiss Me, Kate at the Ellen Theater, downtown Bozeman. Intermountain Opera is pleased to bring another musical to the Bozeman stage. Executive Director Jackie Vick speaks to the trend among opera companies of bringing musicals to the opera stage. Musicals can be easier for people to access and understand, and thus it's an easy way to understand opera, she says. Inspired by the onstage, offstage battling of husband and wife actors Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine during their 1935 production of The Taming of the Shrew, Bela and Samuel Spiewak wrote the story for Kiss Me, Kate, and Cole Porter, already a famous musician, wrote the music and lyrics. Kiss Me, Kate is the story of an acting company putting on a production of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. The conflict on and off stage between Fred Graham, the show inside the show's director, producer, and star, and his leading lady, his ex-wife Lily Finesse, echoes the drama of Shrew. In Intermountain Opera's production of Kiss Me, Kate, Kristen Hammergren plays Lily Finesse and Kate. Kristen has toured with Montana Shakespeare in the Parks and also appeared in the Montana Shakespeare in the Parks Intermountain Opera co-production of A Little Night Music. Mark Womack returns from last year's Intermountain Opera's production of Eugene Onegin as the Kiss Me, Kate characters Fred Graham and Petruchio. John Riesick, also a veteran of last year's production of Eugene Onegin, returns to play Bill Calhoun and Lucentio. The characters of Lois Lane and Bianca are played by Katrina Thurman, making her first appearance on stage in Bozeman. 15 local performers fill out the cast. The Taming of the Shrew, William Shakespeare's play written around 1592, is a story that Kiss Me, Kate is based upon. Shrew tells a story of the courtship between Petruchio and Katharina, a strong-willed woman. A subplot in the story is about the suitors who are courting Katharina's sister, Bianca. While Shakespeare wrote this play as a comedy, some scholars feel Shakespeare was trying to make a point about the way women were treated like property during his time, a time when using physical force against one's wife was considered normal. Shakespeare's play seems to have questioned the use of physical force and highlight his society's hypocrisy, but yet it still acknowledges that strong-willed women might need to be tamed, according to Shakespeare. Society has often dismissed strong-willed or opinionated women as shrill, hysterical, and stubborn, all negative aspects, while at the same time praising men for those same traits. Both Kiss Me, Kate and Taming of the Shrew feature women that are labeled shrews, but the shows develop the women further, giving viewers the opportunity to see these strong-willed women as deeper characters. As Hammergren points out, in Kiss Me, Kate, Kate's characters developed in such a way that one can see how vulnerable she feels at times. And indeed, when she sings So in Love, Hammergren says, the song is a confession and a declaration. She will love him until she dies. There's a lot of vulnerability, emotion, and compassion underneath the surface. Likewise, in another of Cole Porter's famous songs he wrote for this musical, Wonder Bar, both Fred Graham and Lily Finesse sing about their love for each other in soft, revealing, tender lyrics as they remember how much they loved each other in the past. Porter, the son of a farmer from Indiana, was sent to Yale to become a lawyer so he could protect the family farm's business. He soon migrated to music, where he quickly became skilled at writing clever and catchy little tunes that became popular. By the time the Spiewaks wrote Kiss Me, Kate, Porter was a well-established composer and songwriter, known for such hits as Begin the Begin, It's the Lovely, I've Got You Under My Skin, In the Still of the Night, Night and Day, I Get a Kick Out of You, and over 800 more songs. For Kiss Me, Kate, Porter wrote the songs that made it so popular and long-lasting, including Wonder Bar, Always Chew to You in My Fashion, Why Can't You Behave, Too Darn Hot, Brush Up Your Shakespeare, and 13 other songs. Many people consider his greatest success was Kiss Me, Kate, for which he received 2 Tony Awards, Best Composer and Lyricist, and the first ever Tony for Best Musical. Sharon Beeler, Emeritus Professor at MSU, talks about how casting women as shrews has been with us forever. But what Shakespeare did with his play Taming of the Shrew that was unique was giving Kate, the main character, a dimension, some background, and a voice for one of the first times in history. Beeler points out that this continues with Kiss Me, Kate, despite the threat of misogyny that runs through both plays. On October 16, 2017, the Me Too hashtag was created, and the Me Too movement began, allowing millions of women around the world to register their frustration with a system that allowed men to harass women and get by with no consequences. To many people, 2020 seems like it should be far removed from the time when women were treated like property. Against the backdrop of the Me Too movement, it's hard to understand how plays such as William Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew or the popular musical Kiss Me, Kate can be so popular. It bothers us to see and read news indicating people still find this not only acceptable, but sometimes even humorous. The question that often comes up when people contemplate these shows is, how can this be okay, especially now in 2020? Many attempts have been made to analyze and offer answers. Today, most people read Taming of the Shrew and Kiss Me, Kate, ironically. For the very popular and successful 2019 Broadway revival of Kiss Me, Kate at the Roundabout Theater in New York City, composer-lyricist Amanda Green says, "The prism that we look at relationships between men and women is different today than the time it was written. I'm not reinventing the wheel with Kiss Me, Kate, but we felt that it was our responsibility to see if there were changes we could make. You can't erase it or pretend that 1949 is 2019, but there are things that you can adjust to make her more of an equal. Some plays have attached feminist endings, adapting Shakespeare's Shrew with small but surprisingly effective endings. In a brief scene that Montana Shakespeare in the Parks performed a year ago, executive artistic director Kevin Oslin had the actress playing Kate slap her husband in his face in the final scene. Come and see for yourself how Intermountain Opera will stage the gender dynamics of this play." Beeler is giving a Preludes and Prologues lecture at the Public Library about Intermountain Opera's production of Kiss Me, Kate on February 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. Beeler will talk about the background and history of both Taming of the Shrew and Kiss Me, Kate for the first half of the program, and the lead actors and director of Kiss Me, Kate will give brief glimpses of the play, singing and reenacting scenes. Kiss Me, Kate remains a very popular musical, filled with lovely songs and a fascinating storyline. It is one of the few successful musicals that have been made from one of Shakespeare's plays. Audiences always love the play, and revivals continue to be sold out everywhere. There are 6 performances of Kiss Me, Kate, all at the Ellen Theater, downtown Bozeman. Shows are on February 7th, 8th, 14th, and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees on the 9th and the 16th at 3 p.m. For tickets or more information, please visit the Intermountain Opera website at www.intermountainopera.org or call 406-587-2889. Thank you.